And now with me in the KRVS studios is Vincent Barra, who is here to talk about A Nice Family Gathering, a play by Phil Olson that will open on Thursday evening in New Iberia. IPAL is putting the play on, and it will be, of course, at IPAL's home at the S&E Theater.
Correct.
So, Vincent, it was fascinating coming to get you in the lobby because it was like this meeting of these very young actors involved in a play around the holiday time, and you're coming in to talk about another play. And I know people must talk about that all the time in the theater world, how amazing it is now and how stimulating and exciting it is that there are so many theater companies, actors, writers, directors. It's just an exhilarating time to be in theater here.
There's at least five or more theater companies here in Lafayette alone, and it's a marvelous opportunity. It does make it a little scarce in terms of the acting pool gets grabbed pretty quickly.
Well, these young students are coming up very fast.
Precisely.
And coming into that pool as well. And, of course, being trained by very competent, very professional people like Charlie Swain.
Yes.
And many others. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, they're all coming into this pool. And even if they go away for a while, we know they're going to come back.
They usually do.
Yeah. So you're working with the Iberian Performing Arts League, IPAL.
Correct.
And doing A Nice Family Gathering. Is it a Christmas play?
It's a Thanksgiving play,
okay.
Really.
Right.
And it's not completely suitable for all audiences.
Okay.
It is a bit of an adult play. I mean, mm-hmm. There's no cursing or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some adult themes in the play. But it is one of the funniest scripts I ever read. I'm on one of the reading committees. And I read this play once and fell in love with it. And I have been fortunate enough to have performed in this play before. Eunice Players Theater under Jody Powell did it in November of 2011. And it was a magnificent experience. And I was able to convince IPAL to look at it again. And then they said, this might be a really nice, different themed show for the Christmas holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a bit different in that there's the typical story of there's a father who has passed away, the patriarch, and he wants to come back and settle some unfinished business to say the things he always wished he had said while he was alive and now can't.
So one of the actors is a ghost.
Correct. Milton Ressweber plays the part of Dad, but he is not visible to everybody. He's only visible to one of the sons, Carl, and I'm playing Carl. And it leads to some hilarity because I'm having conversations with thin air. Everybody else thinks I've lost my mind. And so there's some really raucous scenes where it's like I'm trying to chase the ghost out of the living room and everyone thinks I've just lost it.
Sounds like some interesting choreography on stage work.
It really has been a lot of fun working on this. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine having done it again, but it's great. Oh, it's been such fun.
Well, describe the other characters in the play.
Well, there's the mother. Played by Cindy Hébert. It's her first Thanksgiving without her husband. And so the family is coming back for the first Thanksgiving, and they're also there to try to keep an eye on her. I'm playing the son, Carl. Then there is Matt Heyer, who's playing the favored son, Michael, who became a doctor just like Dad. And Michael has his wife with him, Jill, who is on fertility drugs to try to get pregnant, and it makes her slightly emotional. And then there is the last sibling, Stacy, kind of the forgotten sister, the one who everyone talks about her while she's still in the room and she has to tell them, I can still hear you.
I'm not a ghost.
And then but really adding a lot of humor to the mix is for this first Thanksgiving, Mom has decided to invite a nearby neighbor who was also a golfing buddy of her husband's. Jerry, who is also a widower, who might be interested in maybe striking up a relationship. And that does not sit well with the father at all. In fact, he is demanding that we do everything we can, or at least I do everything I can, to get rid of backslapping Jerry.
Well, with all of these threads that you're describing, it's got to be an amusing play, entertaining play.
Oh,
any one of these stories would be interesting.
But oh, there are so many funny moments. I mean, Phil Olson has really put together a really charming script. And just some of the things the mother says, she just walks out of the kitchen and just randomly says, you know, I like jumbo shrimp, and then just walks off. And we're all left wondering, has she really lost it or not? Or there's just some really cool comical elements in this play.
So who are the other people playing these parts?
Let's see.
Fellow actors.
Cindy Hebert is playing the mom. Milton Ress-Weber is playing the dad. Matt Heyer is playing my brother Michael. Brittany Dubois is playing his wife Jill. Jennifer Young is playing the sister Stacy. And Donald Voorhees is playing Jerry. And then in the script, there was just a voiceover of a character named Mrs. Enquist, the next-door neighbor, kind of a busybody. But it can be written in such a way that someone can play the part, and we have done that. In fact, I've got to look her name up real quick. She's a little nervous. Robin Bull is playing the part of Mrs. Enquist. It's in person, not just a voice.
Mm-hmm.
It's not her first time on stage, but she goes, it's the first time. Like, the last time she was on stage, she was in a hood, and you kind of didn't see her face.
Okay.
And now she says, I'm going to be visible.
This is her visible debut. Well, so you've been in the play before. The Eunice Players Theater did A Nice Family Gathering by Phil Olson. And actually, you've been in a number of plays
a couple times
around here. That must be an interesting experience to think about the differences in the cast, what that does to the story, the different setting. What is the feeling between the two, or this time? What is the different feeling you're getting from the interaction of the actors? Does it give it a slightly different?
Oh, definitely a different flavor in a sense. It's a completely different cast. I'm the only one from both plays. There are always elements of one that, like when we're doing it now the second time, I sit there going, oh, I wish we had done that. It's like we've come up with some new things since then, and just different personalities create characters in different ways. So like my dad in this play is a different acting style from the one I had in Eunice, and I love both of the guys incredibly. They're
wonderful.
You're
playing off of them, and so
And I'm playing off of them, and it's really different, and yet there's some things I like about this. There's some things I like about the other one. Sometimes I wish I could just blend the two into one, but it's an experience I'll never forget.
Well, and absolutely a good thing for some people who saw you perform in the first one to come and see this one. And
we're trying to, and I know Jody Powell, the director of the previous play, she said she's going to make it out to come see it this time.
Who's directing the play this time?
This time it is Mitchell Prudhomme. This is his first directing experience with IPAL. He has assistant directed several productions and has acted in several productions. In fact, it's kind of ironic. I have directed Mitch in several youth musicals, and now the roles are reversed. And he, whenever we do a rehearsal, like last night, he jots down notes just like I do. And every now and then he gets to a note and goes, what did I mean by that? And we all burst out laughing because I've had that happen to me so many times. I've written something down and I went, I don't know what this means anymore, but it's like he is now a director. So
he's gotten to that point where he doesn't remember his notes. But I'm sure it comes round, you know, when you're seeing another rehearsal, it jogs your memory and you remember why you wrote that note.
Yes. Eventually it's like when we're doing the rehearsal, he'll go, I'll come back to it. And then three lines later, he'll go, I remember what I meant. And then he'll tell us what it was.
Right. It comes round. And if you are just coming round to listening to this program, my guest is Vincent Barra, who is acting in the play A Nice Family Gathering by Phil Olson with IPAL, the Iberia Performing Arts League. They will open this Thursday at the S&E Theater and run through the 15th. I announce many plays and events that happen at the S&E Theater. Describe that theater for people who have never attended a performance there.
It's a magnificently renovated theater. It was a movie theater, and they took out about one-third of the back area and created a stage, a performing stage. It was built, I think, if I remember correctly, in 1937, but don't quote me. I just don't. It is a historic building. And what's really cool, it's a 200-seat theater that really gives you, and even though it's a 200-seat theater, it does have an intimate feel to it. I've been to a lot of theaters in New York and in London, and the ones that I really liked in London were the smaller theaters, and this is perfect for one of those. You're never too far. You're not too close. It's really just the perfect theatrical experience.
And does the theater still hold some of the characteristics of that historical building?
We've renovated certain parts, but the walls are still the original walls, and they've still got the original – and I'm not going to get the right word – some of the flourishes and decorations from the original building. The front area, the ticket booth is still there, and you can go upstairs. They do still have the projection booth. And it's just – it's a wonderful, wonderful piece of history.
And so it really works well for a play mm-hmm. in addition to just what the audience feels as an actor when you're working on that stage. It feels comfortable.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you've never attended a play at the SNE Theater, this could be a great first play and to see that historical building and to see how that they have renovated it and repurposed it for IPAL.
They do have – there are three outlets that sell tickets in New Iberia, Delone's Pharmacy, Paul's Flower Shop, and Accentrics on Main Street. But they do – you can email at ipal@cox.net, ipal@cox.net, or you can call. They have a phone service where you can leave a message, 364-6114, and just say your name – how many people in your party, and what performance you would like to attend, and they'll have something waiting for you at the door.
Okay, so either call the theater, email them if you're not able to get to New Iberia to purchase your ticket ahead of time. And I guess you could take a chance and try to buy tickets at the door, but
Our musicals are often sellouts. Mm-hmm. Most of our regular stage plays, you don't have a problem. It's a wonderful Christmas theme show. If you get a chance to get it, to see it, come and see it.
Okay. Well, if you can't reserve your tickets or get them ahead of time, you could just show up, but make an effort. 200 seats may sound alike, but mm-hmm. it really isn't all that much. That is an intimate theater. This is The Nice Family Gathering by Phil Olson. My guest, Vincent Barra, plays in it and plays one of the sons dealing with his ghostly father mm-hmm. Coming back to this family gathering. It will run for 8 performances.
Correct.
Opens this Thursday.
Yes.
So what are the dates and times?
Thursday, Friday, Saturdays, opening on the 5th. Thursday, Friday, Saturdays at 7:30 and Sunday matinees at 3 o'clock.
Okay, so both weekends you have a Sunday matinee.
Correct.
So 8 performances to see A Nice Family Gathering by Phil Olson. And are you involved with anything else this Christmas season, Vincent?
Let's see. Shortly after the holiday season ends, I will be doing – I'm jokingly referring to it as the world tour of Tuesdays with Maury. I performed that in Eunice again in September, and then I was able to bring it here to Lafayette in October. We're going to do it in St. Martinville for a weekend in January, and I'm working out the details, but I think we're going to be doing it in March at the Opelousas Little Theater. So we're calling it the World Tour.
That sounds like a very successful tour to me. So where will it be in January?
In January, it'll be in St. Martinville at the Duchamp Opera House, and in March, it'll be the Opelousas Little Theater. IPAL's next big production, and it's going to be a big production, is the spring musical, which will be Spamalot.
People might want to start getting their tickets now.
Yes.
Well, we look forward to hearing more about Tuesdays with Maury. I know a lot of people will be anxiously awaiting to see that in their community when the tour gets there, and particularly to see some of these wonderful old buildings that have been renovated and are still used and have such a history of entertainment in our communities.
It really is wonderful. I can't think of a better place to be.
Well, until you can see Vincent in Tuesdays with Maury after the Christmas holidays, you can see him this weekend and next in A Nice Family Gathering that will be at the SNE Theater in New Iberia. This is IPAL, the Iberia Performing Arts League, putting it on. Thank you so much, Vincent.
Thank you.